Just Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
How much have you been following the case of the guy who was, I think, being a good Samaritan on the subway? He choked a guy out and accidentally killed him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. I thought the trial would be long over by now. Nope. Apparently not.
No.
But is this a case where, you know, the do-gooder is being punished? It sure seems it.
It does. It does feel that way.
Look, anytime you mess around with chokeholds, I mean, that's one of the reasons why they don't really use them in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they're effective, but they're also occasionally deadly. Training in martial arts, we would work with some of that stuff.
Right.
But it was under extreme caution with the instructor there who had probably at that time 35 years of experience, previous law enforcement experience, et cetera. We basically had to kind of revive you a little bit.
Right.
And it is an interesting feeling when they turn the lights out on you.
I can imagine.
And if the person is good, like he clearly was, at doing it, applying it, it's not like there's pain and struggle. It just happens way too quick.
Yeah.
You're like, because it's not a windpipe thing. You're cutting off the blood flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your brain says, good night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not something you play with, as some semi-famous people have found out.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Speaking of martial arts.
Yeah. Kung Fu, mm-hmm. David Carradine.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is the story of Daniel Perry. I mean, this is the guy. And his sister and childhood friend pleaded his case to jurors at the manslaughter trial in Monday, describing the former Marine as a calm and peaceful surfing buff who earned a reputation for honesty. People always spoke so highly of him, says Alexandra Fay, who grew up on the same block as Penny in West Islip. Talking to the Manhattan jurors, for one-time neighbor, who's charged with recklessly choking homeless man Jordan Neely to death on a subway train last May. He was so kind. If anything, he was extra kind. He always spoke up. Faye added, grinning in the direction of Penny 26, who sat at the defense table in the Manhattan Supreme Court. Penny's older sister, Jacqueline, entered the courtroom smiling as well before describing her brother, a smart and focused student who played the upright bass in their high school orchestra, starred on the lacrosse team, and likes to surf as a hobby. This is the all-American kid. This is the all-American good guy.
Joins the service, serves this country.
And
steps up when there appears to be a problem.
Yeah. And apparently the guy that died, the homeless guy in question, yeah, or whatever, apparently this wasn't his first activity and going out and behaving in such a similar way.
But they said they like to turn it to, well, you know, he was always nice and he did Michael Jackson impersonations and they just came up with all kinds of stuff. That doesn't mean that you can't, that you can get by with screaming that you're going to kill people on a subway and not expect some repercussion.
Yeah.
People will believe you.
Yeah. They were talking about K2 synthetic cannabis was found in Neely's system. And, Penny's lawyer, Stephen Razor, raised his voice while questioning why Harris decided Neely's cause of death before receiving a toxicology report. Yeah. Yeah, so that's part. The medical examiner ruled Penny's chokehold to be the cause of death before he got the toxicology report. Look, if drugs can suppress your respiratory system,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you don't have to have a medical degree to know and understand that. So if your respiration system is already being artificially pushed downward, shall we say, by some drug, some medication, in this case, K2 synthetic cannabis, which God knows could really have anything in it, was it really the chokehold itself?
That's the question.
That caused him to die. And even that, and that being said, the people in the subway thought their lives were at risk. They were scared. This guy took action. I guess maybe his crime was maybe he didn't spend enough time on the subways to get desensitized enough to say, oh, not my problem. Hopefully that crazy man will hurt someone else and walk away. That's the attitude, I think, with most of them.
Yeah.
They were shocked when somebody stepped up. What? Mm-hmm. You care about other people?
Right.
What are you doing in this town?
Well, that's the out of the ordinary thing is a problem.
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines in Pezant, you're on the air.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, this Daniel Penny case, I've been calling in for 20 years now about self-defense in this country. And what the left is trying to do, they want to make it so that no one is allowed to defend themselves or anyone else. And this case is an obvious example of that. And the left trying to take people's guns away, pass all these laws that make it so specific as to what you can do and can't to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. This is just another perfect example. They want the thugs to be able to run the streets, control the streets, and we have to just sit there and take it and be victims. And if you do anything to try to defend yourself or someone else, they're going to try to throw you in prison and take your rights away and make an example of you so nobody else tries to do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And listen, he's going to be found not guilty. That's my heart of hearts. You know, that's in my gut. We'll see. But let's just say he is found not guilty. Is he going to recoup all of that has occurred to him mentally, emotionally, reputationally, the hours of his life that are gone now? And the answer is no. And so no matter what, the outcome is still the same. And the outcome is, don't defend yourself or other people.
That's the message.
Because if it goes sideways, we're going to hold you accountable. Which you know what? Most places have a Good Samaritan law. And that is, if you're legitimately trying to help somebody who's injured, say, on the side of the road, you come up on it, and here's an accident victim, and they're bleeding, and you just do what you can to try to make them comfortable. You've already called, let's say, for medical services, et cetera, okay? And let's just say you move them, and you might have all the reason in the world to do it. Like, maybe they're partially on the roadway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to get run over. So you move them, and you sever part of the vertebrae, and now the person lives. They're in a wheelchair. And so they tried to keep it to where you couldn't be sued because you had nothing but the best of intentions. You were a good Samaritan. Now, I don't understand. Wouldn't he follow under the same kind of thing? You know what I mean?
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, he's not trying to do harm.
No.
Harm came to Neely, the homeless guy, as a result, first of all, of his initial actions, and second of all, because someone tried to stop him from behaving in a threatening way. So to me, clearly Penny is a good Samaritan.
I mean, you think about it. If your family was on that subway and you weren't there, and this is what's happening, you would hope somebody stands up and takes care of it and at least brings some stoppage to the activity, if nothing else.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because there's many instances, let's just say, where you might want to utilize a chokehold. And most of the time is basically you want the person to stop doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
And that's the quickest, easiest way to do it because what else would you do? Let's say you use striking force. Now, remember, as it turns out, toxicology, the guy's high on something.
Right.
Is one punch going to knock him out, knock him down? Is he going to stop doing what he's doing with one punch?
And if
that's the case, maybe that would have been the desired way to go.
But if you're wired on something, you know that's not going to work.
Yeah. And what if it takes another blow and another blow? Now, all of a sudden, on two different levels, first of all, you could really be hurting the person or killing them.
Sure.
And it certainly if anything's on video, they're only going to see the viciousness of what you did.
Beating up a homeless man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the choke hold actually is, if properly applied, is extremely humane. I mean, that's why our instructor taught us. He wasn't trying to teach us something to kill people with, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, and it's the same thing with his training, with Penny's training. It's, and again, I think the only reason it went to court is, let's punish the do-gooders, and, and also they try to make a black-white thing out of it, too.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Never fails.
Yep. So we'll see what the outcome is. I think that they'll find him not guilty, and but his life will have been turned upside down. Hopefully things will eventually turn out well. I feel for Neely. I don't know what kind of family he has. That, you know.
Sure.
I don't know that, but if you have this caring, loving family, I mean, I don't know what you're doing running around the subway homeless. And
well, you can drive around Gainesville. There's a guy that you'll see out close to the airport, Waldo Road and 39th Avenue. Now, he's up there with a sign, old guy, long beard, but he's screaming at traffic. He'll step into traffic. I'm like, these people are around here. You don't have to go to New York City.
And yeah, and what do you consider threatening and non-threatening, and what should you do? Oh, wait until the knife's in your throat. Then you say, now clearly he wants to hurt me.
Yeah.
See, we as Americans, we shouldn't have to play that game. The law should be to the benefit of the normally law-abiding citizens, and anybody who's behaving in a threatening way, you know, the benefit should go to those that are trying to save themselves and other people.
Yeah.
Not to the weirdo, creepy person. Sorry. Is that too simplistic? Is that too logical? I guess it is.